We do not know yet if Obamacare will be replaced. As NPR's Pam Fessler reports, one community facing uncertainty are the homeless.
Joseph Fun was homeless for almost 20 years, and his body took quite a beating living outside. He now sees nurse practitioner Amber Richard fairly regularly at the Healthcare for the Homeless Clinic in Baltimore.
And any trust pains now?
I've been probably close to 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks without any.
Okay.
And that's really good. They were really scary.
When exactly did you quit smoking?
He says in December, when he finally got an apartment. That's a big change for the 56-year-old. Last winter, he had to trudge through deep snow for days until his foot began to swell so much he could hardly walk.
It was frostbite. So I thought when you had frostbite is like when they turn purple and blue. But when I came to see Dr. Amber, she said, no, that's when they have to cut something off. So I was like, whoa.
He immediately went to the clinic's convalescent center to be treated, and they got him signed up for Medicaid. Under the Affordable Care Act, Maryland is one of 31 states that expanded the health insurance program for the poor to cover non-disabled childless adults like Fun. Healthcare for the Homeless President Kevin Lindemuth says before Obamacare, only 30% of their patients had health insurance.
Now 90% of our clients, from 30% insured to 90% insured either through Medicaid or Medicare, that's a transformation.
One, he says, that's allowed them to open new clinics, including one for dental care, and to double the number of clients they see. They've also hired more staff to go out and encourage people to come in for help. Homeless advocates have argued that better health coverage could eventually reduce costly emergency room visits and that it will help people get off and stay off the street. Lindemuth says his clients are now worried.
We're working with very vulnerable people who are now coming to us, hearing the news in general and saying, wait a minute, I just got access to care. Does this mean I'm going to lose it?
And no one really knows. Republicans have promised to replace Obamacare, but haven't said how. President Trump has said no one will lose coverage, but White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway has also said they hope to turn Medicaid into a block grant, meaning states get a set amount of money, along with more control over how to spend it. Michael Cannon of the Libertarian Cato Institute thinks that will ultimately benefit the homeless.
I think there's a good case to be made that states will have more money to devote to the truly needy folks because states will be more aggressive in reining in wasteful expenditures, reining in unnecessary expenditures, reining in fraud.
But others are skeptical. Barbara DiPietro is with the National Health Care for the Homeless Council, a network that serves almost 900,000 homeless patients. She says block grants will likely mean less federal funding, forcing cash-strapped states to make tough choices about whom to cover.
So when we talk about no one will lose coverage, that's heartening, but the details are always very important. What does that coverage look like? The population we serve typically falls through the cracks.
I think these are the first pictures I took of it.
Back at the Baltimore Clinic, Joseph Fun proudly shows pictures of his new apartment.
That's the bedroom there. That's the heating unit. All the windows go from the floor almost to the ceiling.
He loves that it's so peaceful. One of his biggest problems is stress. Fun says losing Medicaid would be a hardship, but he also thinks there are a lot of people on the streets of Baltimore worse off than he is.
I can see them cutting me and giving the money to the people that need the most help.
And his plan right now is to get healthy so he doesn't need as much help. Pam Fessler, NPR News.